Welcome to a unique edition of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. This is Nate Schreiber. So Alex and I are not around together like at the same time this week. Our schedules kind of didn't really fit together with me going out of town this weekend, Alex being out of town during the week this week. So we're going to kind of do a pod where we each preview the Bills-Ravens game. We have a few questions that we're each going to answer and a new segment we're going to debut here. And so we're going to each record those separately and then put those together for one podcast for you guys for this week. So looking at the Bills' first game of the season, the line originally when the first Vegas lines came out, I think the line was Ravens minus 3, and it's gone all the way up to Ravens favored by 7.5 points, so over a touchdown right now. Now, pretty much everyone in the NFL, all the sports writers, all the NFL pundits, they're pretty certain the Bills are going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. And at this point, I would have to say that I don't really disagree with that. I just don't see the Bills being able to score enough points to win very many football games, regardless of how well the defense plays. And I think that this current line justifies that, the Ravens being favored by 7.5 points. I mean, the Ravens have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Not that Joe Flacco is some superstar, but he is a good quarterback in the NFL. There's a very fine line between being a good. So what the Bills have at quarterback, Nathan Peterman and Joe Flacco, in my opinion, that's vastly different levels of play at quarterback. And between that and the Ravens' skill positions are, for the most part, I think, better than the Bills' skill positions. I think that the Bills are just going to have a very, very hard time competing in this game. I do think it's going to be a low scoring game, a very low scoring game. That part is not going to surprise me at all. But I think if I had to bet right now on this line, I would probably go with I would probably take the Ravens with a touchdown and a half at this point. It's in Baltimore, season opener. Nathan Peterman playing for the first time since his 5 interception game last year with a putrid offensive line. I just don't think the Bills are going to be able to keep this one very close. However, if they are going to keep it pretty close, we're each going to talk about 3 things the Bills need to do well to keep themselves in this game and to give themselves a chance to win. And for me, my first thing, and this is the first thing that I would say for pretty much every single game last year, is win the turnover battle. The Bills did such a good job doing this last year, and that is a major reason why they made the playoffs. They need to win the turnover battle to have a chance in this game. They cannot be turning the ball over, and they have to force a couple turnovers to flip field position, give themselves chances to score. I would say if the Bills do not force any turnovers, even if they don't turn the ball over, there's no way they're going to win this game. They're going to have to force some turnovers to have a shot at winning this game. Another thing that they're going to have to do is they're going to have to keep Nate Peterman on his feet. The more time Peterman spends getting knocked to the ground, the less chance the Bills are going to have to win this football game. They already are going to have some struggles on offense moving the ball, I think. And the longer Peterman has to throw and the safer he is, that gives them such a better chance to move the ball down the field. Now, will they move the ball down the field if Peterman does not get sacked? Who knows? But that is the first step to even giving them a shot at doing that. And then I think the third thing that the Bills really need to do well is run defense. They cannot let Alex Collins run all over them. The run defense really struggled at points last year, and that's part of why they went out and got Star Lotulelei to shore up that run defense. And the Bills need to hold the Ravens under 100 yards rushing as a team, I think, to win this game on Sunday. So the next question we have is, what Bills player is the under-the-radar X factor in this game? I'm going to go, I think, I'm going to go with Zay Jones. Everyone knows Calvin Benjamin is the number one Bills receiver right now. And he's going to get the most coverage on defense in pretty much every game this year. And he already has a hard time getting separation. I think Zay Jones is going to need to make a few plays in this game to give the Bills a shot to win. A stat line, something like 5 catches for 75, 80 yards and a touchdown, that would be, if he does that, the Bills are, I think that puts the Bills in a much better position to win than if he does what he did for most of last year and doesn't really do anything. And then for a Ravens player, for a an under-the-radar X factor, I'm going to go with a wide receiver for this one as well. And I'm going to go with John Brown. I think Michael Crabtree is going to garner, you know, most of the attention of the Bills' defense, and Tre'Davious White's going to be on him most of the game. Now, the Bills usually keep left-right corners. They don't move guys around too much, but I think John Brown is a guy that is going to potentially have a day. Throughout the preseason, him and Flacco seemed to be on the same page. And there was a touchdown throw that they had in their game against the Colts that was a great throw, great catch by John Brown. I think I always liked John Brown when he was in Arizona, and I think that I think this is a game where he has a shot at making something happen. I think you could always say Alex Collins is the X factor, and he begins as this year, he is the Baltimore Ravens' lead running back. You know he's going to touch the ball 18, 19, 20 times this game. And you know they're going to try to get him involved in the game and make him a big part of their game plan. So I think John Brown is the under-the-radar X factor for the Ravens this weekend. Now for our new segment we are debuting this week is going to be over-under. And there's quick rapid-fire questions. Different stats for the game today. So the first one is over under 40 total points scored. I'm going to go with under for that one. I don't think the Bills are going to score very many points. I don't think the Ravens are going to score very many points. I honestly would be surprised if the total points in this game honestly was even 35. So I'm going to go with under for that one. Our next one is over under 1.5 Nathan Peterman interceptions. So last time Nathan Peterman started a football game, the first time Nathan Peterman started a football game, he threw 5 interceptions in the first half. I think he has made a significant improvement from less than a year ago, that game against the Chargers, and I'm going to go with the under for this one. I actually don't think he throws any interceptions on Sunday. I know there's a lot of people out there that are expecting him to throw interceptions. I saw a stat or a line the other day that it was 10-1 odds you could get for Peterman to throw an interception on his first pass of the game, which to me is just absolutely insane. I'm going to go with under for that one. So the next one is over or under 1 scoring play, 2 minutes left in the first half. I'm going to say that there is not going to be a scoring play in the last 2 minutes of the first half. Now, the only way I think there will be a scoring play in the last 2 minutes is if there's a turnover right around there that flips field position. I don't see really either one of these teams driving the field in the two-minute drill at the end of the first half. I especially if the team that has the ball is winning, that I could certainly see the Bills not even pushing the ball on the field if they have the lead at this point. But I'm going to say there's not going to be a scoring play in the last 2 minutes of the first half. Next one is over under 1.5 turnovers forced by the Bills defense. I'm going to say under. The Bills defense needs to force turnovers to win this game. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they'll force 1 turnover. I don't know if they're going to force 2 turnovers. I think if they do force 2 turnovers, though, that puts them in a great position to win the football game. Over under 99.5 rushing yards for Alex Collins. This is a really tough one for me. This goes again with one of my 3 things the Bills need to do to win the game. I'm going to say he gets 100 rushing yards in this one. I'm going to say that the defensive line struggles a little bit stopping the run in week 1, and he goes over 100 rushing yards. More passing yards for Peterman or Flacco? You have to go with Flacco for this one. And this is not really a knock against Peterman. It's a knock against the putridness of the Bills offense. Over under the longest touchdown, 19.5 yards. I'm going to go over for this one. I think there's going to be a few big plays in this game. We saw the Bills last year. Their defense did give up quite a few big plays. I could certainly see a touchdown being over 20 yards or longer. defensive or special teams touchdown this game? I'm going to say no. But I think if a defensive or special teams touchdown gets scored, it is the Bills that are doing it. Over under 3.5 sacks allowed for the Bills offensive line. I'm gonna go with under for this one. I think Peterman's gonna get the ball out quick enough most of the game that he's not gonna get sacked that much. I do think he's gonna see a lot of pressure though, but I don't think he's gonna get sacked 4 times. Over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense. I'm gonna go with over for this one. I think the Bills defensive line is gonna show out on Sunday and get to Flacco. Now, is that gonna make them win the football game? No, but I think they're gonna be able to get to Flacco a few times. Over under Bills 1.5 touchdowns scored. I'm going to go with under for this one. I think the Bills score 1 touchdown on Sunday. And I think the final score of this football game on Sunday is going to be Ravens 24, Bills 10. That is my prediction for Sunday. Ravens 24, Bills 10. And so one last thing that I do want to talk about just for a second is the 53-man roster. I was very surprised that Robert Foster made the 53. I didn't think he had the greatest preseason, but obviously there's something there that the Bills really like. And I'll be curious to see if he's active on Sunday, A, and B, what kind of snaps he's going to get in week one. I think it was very interesting that they kept him. Obviously there's something they see in him. So I was very surprised again that Foster made the 53, and I think it's unlikely that he has a huge role to at least start the season, but I'm curious to see what the Bills are going to do with him. So that's it for my segment, my little Bills-Ravens preview segment. We'll see what Alex has to say. I think he'll be a little more bullish on the Bills than I am and maybe think the game is going to be closer than 24-10, but we're going with Ravens 24, Bills 10, final score on Sunday. We will see you guys for our post-game analysis pod of this week one matchup, and hopefully we'll be talking about a Bills upset victory. See you then.
Welcome to the second segment of the Bills Breakdown podcast of the Bills-Ravens week one preview. I am Alex Pallinger, fresh from a vacation, so we're trying a little bit different format today. We hope you guys like it. I'll give you the information where to give feedback on this episode and the podcast in general at the end. So with that, let's get right into it. I want to cover a couple things that happened since you last heard from us. No huge surprises for me with the cut down to the 53-man roster. We did discuss the possibility of McCarron getting traded. I was pretty happy that they were able to get a fifth-round pick from the Raiders for him, especially because McCarron wasn't really going to play a role with this team. So, I mean, they had to spend a little bit of money, eat some dead cap to get that fifth-round pick, but I'm glad they're able to, you know, recoup something from that. And I guess the only thing that was really puzzling to me was the cutting of both Colton Schmidt and John Ryan to sign a punter that's completely unproven, and we haven't seen punt in a live NFL game, even preseason. So that'll be interesting, not only from a punting standpoint, but also from the guy that's going to be holding for field goals for Steven Hauschka, presumably. So that could be something to watch going forward in week one. So with that, I'll get right into the questions that Nate also answered in segment one of this podcast. I have not heard his answers, so I'm interested to see, you know, when we put this together, what he says compared to me. So the first question, is the current line of Ravens minus 7.5 correct, and which way am I leaning? I think that's a pretty good line considering, you know, the Ravens are at home. They're a better football team than the Bills, at least on paper. And 7.5 is a pretty generous line in the NFL. My prediction is Ravens 24-13, so I'm going to take the Ravens there. So the big thing I want to focus on here in these questions are what are three specific things the Bills need to do well to have a chance to win on Sunday against the Ravens. And I'm going to say number one is stop the run and stop it early. Because we saw what happened when the Bills got blown off the ball in that horrible stretch when they lost 3 games in a row last year. At one point, I think they were 5-2, ended up going sliding to 5-5. They were just giving up 200 rush yards or more a week. And Alex Collins is a good running back, and you can't let Baltimore dictate the tempo. If Collins can just pound the ball between the tackles, it takes all the pressure off Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is not elite. We settled that debate a long time ago. The Ravens obviously don't think he's elite. They drafted a quarterback in the first round this year. The Bills have to force Joe Flacco to be a good quarterback, not just be a game manager. And it starts with stopping the run right away. And I'm worried what could happen if that defense is on the field a lot, if the offense can't sustain drives. You know, Collins could run silly in that fourth quarter when the defense gets tired. So I think you have to force Flacco to throw early and make the Ravens kind of be one-dimensional. And I'm going to say the second thing is kind of obvious in most games, but the Bills are going to have to force Flacco to turn the ball over at least twice, I think. You know, the Bills' offense isn't good. The offensive line is terrible from what we saw in the preseason, and it wasn't very good last year in pass protection. So you have to assume the Bills are going to turn the ball over at least once. They need to win that turnover battle. They need to force Flacco to turn the ball over a couple of times to give the offense good field position. I think that's the only way that I can see the Bills scoring more than 20 points. And if the Bills' defense can hold the Ravens to under 20 points, I think that gives them a chance to win the game, and that starts with the turnover battle. So I'm going to say the third part of something specific that the Bills need to do well is they need to prevent the big play from the Ravens' offense. I know Flacco's not really a sexy quarterback, and they're not going to have a lot of big plays. They do have John Brown on their roster now, so they do have a bit of game-breaking talent, I guess you could say, where, like we saw John Ross in that Bengals-Bills preseason game, where they can just blow the top off the defense with one play like that. The Bills can't afford to give up a big 60-yard touchdown like that in this game, because I don't think they really have a player like that on their offense. I mean, LeSean McCoy can break some big plays, but he doesn't have that game-breaking speed where he's going to break an 80-yard run to the house. So I think you have to force Flacco to throw, but you also have to have the back end of that defense hold up and not give up any deep shots to the Ravens receivers. Crabtree is more of a possession guy, a red zone threat, so I'm not really worried about him. It's more of those guys like Brown. Even Willie Snead has a little bit of speed, so they just need to prevent those big plays from happening. And I don't know if the Bills have a guy to do that for them on offense, but it's great if they can come up with one of those plays themselves. Another thing I want to point out here is the Bills are concerned Lamar Jackson could be brought into the game as like a second quarterback in some strange, funky packages that the Ravens offense might try to put together. And that's something that I think could result in, you know, big chunk plays. And you have to stop those in the NFL, especially when you don't have a good offense. So we'll move on to the next question, which is, what Bills player is the under-the-radar X-factor in this game? And I think it kind of goes along with what my first specific thing is. I think it's going to be Kyle Williams. I'll pair it together. Star Lotulelei and Kyle Williams, if both of them are the starters. Obviously, Harrison Phillips is going to get into the mix there. But they have to be able to clog up those running lanes up the middle, or it's going to be a long, long day. And it's just something that I think is going to be really important from the get-go in this game, is stop the run. And that's the under-the-radar X-factor in this game, is those two interior linemen for the Bills. Obviously, they paid the big money for Star Lotulelei, and Kyle Williams has been a Pro Bowl defensive tackle in the past, but you know, we need to see that improvement from last year's defense. And it starts with these two players. So the next question is, what Ravens player is the under-the-radar X-factor for them? And obviously, when we think of X-factors, quarterbacks are the first thing that come to mind, or skill position players. Here, I'm thinking guys that aren't being paid attention to a lot of the time, at least when you're watching the game live. So here, I'm going to go with Marlon Humphrey. Jimmy Smith, their other corner, is out, suspended, I think, for the first 4 weeks. And the Ravens quietly have one of the best corner duos in the league between Humphrey and Jimmy Smith. So Humphrey's going to have to hold his own against Kelvin Benjamin, who you've heard me say all along is a 1B type of wide receiver. He's not, you know, an Antonio Brown, AJ Green, guy like that. Marlon Humphrey, I'm interested to see if he's able to shut down Calvin Benjamin. Because if Nathan Peterman can start to develop any sort of rhythm with Calvin Benjamin or any other receiver that Humphrey's covering, I'm not sure if he's going to mark Calvin Benjamin man-to-man, but he's going to have to lock down Benjamin to really lock up that Bills passing game for the Ravens defense. And now we're going to transition into some rapid-fire questions for a new segment called Over-Under that we're trying out. I think this will be a bit more fun when Nate and I can do a give-and-take, but it's also going to be fun for me to listen back to see what Nate said here. So, number one, over-under 40 total points scored, which is the current line, at least as of Thursday night, for this game. I'm going to go under. I think it's going to be pretty close. As I've said in previous pods, Vegas is usually pretty good at nailing these things. It's going to be within a few points either way, but I'm going 24-13 Ravens, and that's a total of 37 points, so it's pretty close to what Vegas has there. So the next question is, over-under 1.5 Peterman interceptions thrown. This is an actual prop bet. I'm not sure which bookie out of Vegas gave this one. I think it's pretty fair. People say it's kind of mean to do to Nathan Peterman, but, I mean, how many times do you see a good quarterback throw two interceptions in a game in the NFL? It happens reasonably often. So I'm going to go over. I'm going to say Peterman throws two interceptions. I think one will be his fault, where he rushes a throw or something because he's pressured. And I'm going to say there's a second one where it deflects off a receiver's hand or something because the Bills do not have good wide receivers. The next question is, over under a scoring play with 2 minutes left in the first half. I'm going to say over 2 minutes is the last score in the first half. Neither offense really scares me, and I can't picture the Bills nor the Ravens really putting together some impressive two-minute drill at the end of the first half. It'll probably be low scoring. I can't imagine, you know, that one of those passing games suddenly finding some life and just driving right down the field for a score. So now we'll move into over under 1.5 turnovers forced by the Bills defense. I'm going to say under. I think they'll force one on Flacco. I think they'll be able to get some pressure on at least one play, and Hyde or Poyer will come up with an interception. This one is one I came up with. I think it's pretty interesting. Over under 99.5 rushing yards for Alex Collins. Alex Collins, again, is one of those not sexy type of players, especially when it comes to fantasy, but he's a good NFL running back. You know, he's probably going to average 4 or 5 yards a carry in this game, hopefully on the low or on the high end if you're a Bills fan. I think he's going to get a lot of volume. I think he'll probably get 20 carries, especially if Baltimore is able to get up 7 or 10 points. They'll run the ball a bit more, so Flacco doesn't have to throw as much. I'm going to take the over here. I think Collins gets just over 100 yards in this game. And I think it's a sneaky DFS play. I'm not sure what he's going at on DraftKings or FanDuel, but it's worth a shot, I think, if you're into that sort of thing. So number six, more passing yards, Peterman or Flacco? I'm going to take Peterman here just because, again, volume is kind of king when it comes to these volume stats of yards. I can't imagine Flacco really lighting it up, or the Ravens asking him to. I think that would require the Bills to jump out to an early lead, and for them to hold it, I don't see that happening. I think Peterman's probably going to get 30 or 35 pass attempts as long as he stays upright and doesn't get hurt in this game because of that offensive line. So give me Peterman to throw for, maybe 250 or so on a lot of pass attempts, and Flacco probably somewhere around 200 or just under. So over under longest touchdown, 19.5 yards. I'm going to go under. I see maybe 3 touchdowns being scored in this game. And like I said, the Bills don't really have that, boom play from anyone on the roster except LeSean McCoy. And I think it's going to be tough for him to get it going this game. And I don't really see it coming from the Ravens either unless they're able to find John Brown on a deep route or something. So I'm going to say the longest touchdown will be under 19.5 yards. So number 8 in the rapid fire over under segment here is defensive or special teams touchdown, yes or no? I'm going to say no. There's going to be a few turnovers, I think, just because neither offense is very good. I think the Ravens offense is a bit better than people give them credit for. But I'm going to say there's no defensive or special teams touchdown in this game. So over under 3.5 sacks surrendered for the Bills offensive line. You've heard me especially rail about the Bills offensive line since we started this podcast. I'm going to go over. I think they'll probably give up 4 or 5 sacks. We saw how bad they were against the Cincinnati Bengals in preseason. The Ravens defense doesn't quite scare me up front as much. They don't have a lot of, you know, big name pass rushers, but you know, they have some good players like Brandon Williams, Michael Pierce, Brent Urban. I think they will be able to generate a bit of pressure. They'll be able to bring some blitzes because the Bills receivers don't get much separation. So I think they'll be able to bring some heat at Peterman, and the offensive line probably won't be able to handle it that well. So give me the over. Over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense. I'm going to go under. I think they'll get 2. I think 2.5. This is just a line I came up with. I think that's pretty fair. You know, we didn't see huge sack totals from the Bills defense last year. It's something that they've sorely needed for a few years now, since I think it was the Mike Pettine year in 2014 where they led the NFL in sacks. And we saw how much better that defense was. They need to be able to get pressure on the quarterback and not just get the pressure. They need to finish the play and get the sack as well. I think they only get 2 in this game. And the last one is over under Bills 1.5 touchdowns scored. Give me the under. 24-13. Obviously, I'm going a touchdown and 2 field goals. Unless the defense is, you know, able to give them really short fields that they can just punch the ball into the end zone, I don't see more than a touchdown for the Bills in this game against a pretty good defense. And my final score prediction will be 24-13 Ravens, as much as it hurts me to say, but I am not a homer. So that brings us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown podcast, the Week 1 Bills-Ravens preview. I am your co-host, Alex Pollinger. Subscribe, download, give us 5 stars wherever you get your podcast so others can give it a listen. You can check us out on Twitter at Bills_Breakdown, Facebook at Bills Breakdown. You can send us feedback at BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. It's something new we thought of because I was on vacation and forgot my mic. So we're going to pair these 2 recordings together and see how it works. So let us know what you guys think. Thanks for listening.